Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 124. Today in this lesson we will learn about verb, dictionary form plus ところです, which means be about to do. Now let's go. ところ means location, but in this lesson, it acts as a perfunctory noun to indicate some particular time situation. It illustrates at what stage the subject stands in the process of the action at the time of speech. The structure will be verb, dictionary form, plus ところです. This means be about to do. It indicates that the situation is right before the action will be performed. It often comes together with adverbs like 今, now, ちょうど, just, これから, or 今から, from now on. So for example, I am about to drink. Drink is 飲みます, 飲みます. So we will change this into dictionary form and put together with ところです. 飲むところです. 飲むところです. This means I am about to drink. I am about to study. Study is 勉強します. 勉強します.So we will change this into dictionary form and put together with ところです。勉強するところです。勉強するところです。I'm about to teach. Teach is 教えます。教えます。So verb dictionary form plus ところです will be 教えるところです。教えるところです。Now let's make some example sentences. 田中さん is about to eat rice.To eat rice is ご飯を食べます。ご飯を食べます。So, we will change 食べます into verb, dictionary form, and then put together with ところです。食べるところです。食べるところです。And then let's add the adverb ちょうど, which means just. So, 田中さん is just about to eat rice. ちょうど田中さんはご飯を食べるところです。ちょうど田中さんはご飯を食べるところです。I am about to go shopping. Shopping is 買い物、買い物。Go is 行きます、行きます。So we will change this into dictionary form and put together with ところです。Now let's use the adverb これから, which means from now on. 私はこれから買い物に行くところです。私はこれから買い物に行くところです。I am about to start cooking. Cooking is 料理を作ります。料理を作ります。So, dictionary form plus ところです will be 料理を作るところです。料理を作るところです。Let's also use the adverb これから, which means from now on.これから料理を作るところです。これから料理を作るところです。I am about to take a bath. To take a bath is お風呂に入ります。お風呂に入ります。Dictionary form plus ところです will be お風呂に入るところです。お風呂に入るところです。Let's use the adverb 今から、今から、which means from now on.今からお風呂に入るところです。今からお風呂に入るところです。I'm about to talk to him. To talk to someone is someone に話します。Someone に話します。The particle is に。So verb dictionary form plus ところです will be 彼に話すところです。彼に話すところです。Let's use the adverb 今から。Which means from now on. 今から彼に話すところです。今から彼に話すところです。I'm just about to leave. To leave the house is 出かけます。出かけます。Dictionary form plus ところです will be 出かけるところです。出かけるところです。Now let's use the adverb 今, which means now.今出かけるところです。今出かけるところです。I am about to board the train now. To board the train, to ride on the train will be 電車に乗ります。 電車に乗ります。So dictionary form plus ところです will be 電車に乗るところです。電車に乗るところです。今、電車に乗るところです。今、電車に乗るところです。In a casual conversation, we can use とこ instead of ところ。So, dictionary form plus とこ。For example, this is a conversation between A and B. A is the mother. She says, study, study. So this is an order. When mother gives order to the kids, they often use stem word plus なさい。So, 勉強します。勉強します is to study. Stem word plus なさい will be 勉強しなさい。勉強しなさい。So this is a common way for mother to give order to their kids. And then B is the kid. He says, I was about to do it from now on. From now on is 今から、今から。To do is します、します。So, verb dictionary form plus とこ will be するとこ、するとこ。今から勉強するとこ、今から勉強するとこ。So instead of saying するところです, in a casual conversation, we will use verb dictionary form plus とこ. Another example. This is a conversation between A and B. A is the wife. The wife will call the husband and say, Hey, what time are you coming back home? So we will change this into dictionary form and put together with とこ.
今から家に帰るとこ。今から家に帰るとこ。
So again, verb dictionary form plus とこ is used in a casual conversation. So today we learn about dictionary form plus ところです, which means be about to do something. It indicates that the situation is right before the action will be performed. In a casual conversation, we will use dictionary form plus とこ。So this is all for today. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。